Happy Thursday. Hebrews 7, 1 to 10. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High, met Abraham and blessed him as he returned from defeating the kings. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, his name means king of righteousness. Then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace, without father, mother, or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Now consider how great this man was. Even Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the plunder to him. The sons of Levi who received the priestly office have a command according to the law to collect a tenth from the people. That is, from their brothers and sisters, though they have also descended from Abraham, but one without this lineage collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed the one who had received the promises or who had the promises. Without a doubt, the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, men who will die receive a tenth. But in the other case, Scripture testifies that he lives, and in a sense, Levi himself, who receives a tenth, has paid a tenth through Abraham, for he was still within his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. So now I answer the question, for what? Okay? It was customary for spoils of battle to be divided among the victors. It was also customary that some of these spoils be given in tribute to the area rulers. However, it only became custom for priests to receive a tenth of all wealth in the law with the establishment of the Levitical priesthood, you see. Since this is Abraham in the account of Isaac, doesn't come until Genesis 21. This is actually a precursor of the priestly function of the law, the priestly function of receiving a tithe or a tenth from the people as established through Levi. Abraham offered a tenth, a tithe, to this Melchizedek as priest of God Most High. Melchizedek received the tenth and blessed Abraham, though Abraham is the father of promise and has been given the promises by God himself, he will be the father of the nation. So the text above indicates that Melchizedek is greater than Abraham. To the hearers of the book of Hebrews, this will be really, really offensive. Okay, to suggest that there is someone who is greater than Abraham. However, this sets the stage for the superiority of Jesus, the Christ, in all things, because Christ's priesthood is according to the priesthood of Melchizedek. Whew, we'll see you tomorrow.